Good morning. A round of precipitation in the form of sleet and freezing rain came through overnight. This is causing some slippery travel early this morning as temperatures, which were dropping all day long yesterday, settled into the lower to mid-30s, even some upper 20s out there first thing this morning. As we go through the early morning period, the first bout of rain will pass through the northern tier of New York and New England, past the Champlain Valley and into southern Canada. A bit of a break in the action for the eastern part of New York and southern New England for the morning drive, so we're getting a little bit of a break, and this will allow temperatures to climb at least a few degrees above freezing as the next round of precipitation is heading our way from Pennsylvania. This next round of rain could be heavy at times as we head through the latter stages of the morning and into the afternoon hours, but with most places above freezing, little in the way of wintry weather is likely. The exceptions will be northernmost New York and Vermont, where we could still have some sleet and freezing rain through the noon hour. As we get deeper into the day today, things will start to wind down as scattered showers, and overnight tonight, more showers around and areas of fog as temperatures drop back into the 30s. For tomorrow, high pressure will start to build in, and we'll have breaks in the clouds, and with a mix of sun and clouds in the afternoon, temperatures will find their way to the lower to mid-50s. On Sunday, more sunshine, still mixed with a few clouds, a little bit on the cool side for this time of year, but better than it's been with high temperatures in the lower 50s. Back to 60-degree weather as we hit the day on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, and there's a chance of showers on Tuesday with highs in the lower 60s. Another system coming through with a few showers on Thursday, otherwise back into the lower 60s through midweek next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the cold front that's been marching across the country this week is now approaching the East Coast, which will bring much cooler temperatures for the weekend. Ahead of this front, a round of heavy rainfall with embedded thunderstorms is likely from Florida to the mid-Atlantic region, and mixed wintry weather is also expected for parts of the Great Lakes into northernmost New England. The thunderstorms could be severe across the mid-Atlantic region with gusty winds and hail until the front passes through. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a water spout from an airport was at Komatsu, Japan at 3 a.m. yesterday morning. The last report of hail was at Shonai, Japan at 10:05 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1 mile visibility in fog. The temperature is 25 degrees with a southwest wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy skies and 15 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 32 degrees with the dew point of 31, 97% relative humidity. North wind at 3 miles per hour and the barometer at 30.06 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at El Centro and Borrego, both in California, to a low of 3 below zero at Lusk, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with rain, heavy at times, near 50. Boston, cloudy and breezy, raw with rain and highs near 40. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 45 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 39, that's 7 degrees below normal. 0.06 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 0.92, which is 0.27 below normal. And 6.54 inches for the year, which is 2.65 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 26 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 248, that's 16 above normal, and 5,745 for the season, which is 360 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 84, set in 1977, and the record low, 13, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:34 p.m., 13 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy, and raw with snow, sleet, and freezing rain this morning, followed by plain rain this afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight, perhaps some sleet and freezing rain as well, with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy, breezy, and raw with rain today, possibly heavy at times, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and raw, with rain and some freezing rain this morning, followed by plain rain this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, breezy, and raw with rain today, possibly heavy at times, with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and raw with rain and some freezing rain this morning, followed by plain rain this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with rain showers tonight and lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-50s, partly sunny Sunday. On the cooler side, but still in the lower 50s. Back to 60 with a mix of sun and clouds Monday. A chance of showers Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday. And another chance of showers on Thursday with high temperatures through midweek in the lower to middle 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.